USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed after massive wildfires broke out in Hawaii. People were forced to jump into the water in Lahaina on Maui to avoid the fast-moving flames.
There are structure fires, and there have been individuals who on the west side area in that fire experienced concern about their safety due to the smoke and fire and decided to jump into the shoreline waters of the ocean.
Mahina Martin is the County of Maui Chief of Communications. She told CBS News the Coast Guard deployed a boat and helicopter to rescue a dozen people. Three fires fanned by the strong winds of a hurricane are currently burning. Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the presidential debates. While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire today, Christie said it would be disrespectful to voters if the former president skipped the first GOP presidential primary debate later this month. Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate. The Biden administration is defending its decision to pull out of Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said it was the correct policy choice, but declined whether to say it was a success. The administration has faced sharp criticism over the chaotic withdrawal. A suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. troops and 170 Afghans. President Biden says he's practically declared a national climate emergency, though he's actually yet to make a formal declaration. In an interview with the Weather Channel, Biden was asked whether he was prepared to declare a climate emergency.
We've already done that. Nationally, we've conserved more land. We've moved into, we've rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. We've passed the $368 billion climate control facility. We're moving. It is the existential threat to humanity.
Environmental advocates have called for Biden to make it a declaration. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A D.C. judge is setting the stage for key arguments in the Trump election interference case.
A hearing Friday in the D.C. courtroom is likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order asking the judge to place some limits on defendant Trump's speech about the case. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Abortion was the key issue in a special election Tuesday in Ohio. The Republican-controlled state legislature was pushing for an amendment to make it harder to change the state's constitution. The Republicans feared pro-abortion advocates would add abortion rights into the document. Roughly 57% of voters said no to the measure in what is seen as a victory for abortion rights advocates. Target customers will soon be able to add Starbucks to the drive-up orders. The retailer announced it's beginning a nationwide rollout of the option for shoppers to add Starbucks food and drinks to be delivered straight to their car. The service is now available at select stores in 24 states and will be available at over 1,700 stores by early October. Golfer John Rahm has what he calls a crazy request for the PGA Tour, a porta potty at every hole. The two-time major champ told reporters that his bar is pretty low right now, even if he could change anything on the PGA Tour. He acknowledged it's an unusual request, but said he can't choose when he has to go to the bathroom. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.